This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Radio Law Talk.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Cal, you know what? I had a little snafu.
Got a Cal moment?
Well, I thought I was putting my microphone that's on my headset on. Wait a minute, we got the new Rode mic.
Yeah, we have the
only,
real.
What, 3 years ago?
Yeah. Well, it's hard to... You have jet lag. It's okay.
Welcome to Radio Talk, Radio Law Talk, everyone. We believe the second most popular radio show that has to do with law in the United States.
That's right.
We think... another one that is as big as we are.
And it may be more popular, but it's not as good.
No. We are the best by far.
That's my point.
This is yes,
point.
Yeah. But, you know, look, if you know people that own a radio station, we need to have people adding us to their radio station, right? I believe we've lost track of how many because it goes up and down. We're in the, one time we're probably 115, I think, around there.
And now we're now like 111 or something, is that correct?
I don't know. I haven't even counted. I don't know, because some come on, then go off. Then I found out the other day someone was on, carried our show. I didn't even know it. But
that's no good.
Yeah, that's okay. Just carry our show. If not, go to RadioLawTalk.com, and you can hit the live button. If someone says, you know what, we're going to preempt the show for a football game, like, you know, maybe number one against the number five team, you know, you just...
It could be a Nebraska game, then you really wouldn't care anyway.
Oh!
Ouch.
Well, I'm saying that program has fallen in disarray.
What happened to Nebraska?
Coaching,
well,
culture.
Is, yeah. When I grew up, and not just grew up, but even back 15, 20 years ago, Nebraska was the powerhouse.
Tom Osborne.
Oh, I know. It was like, no, you go to Nebraska, they're going to beat you. Now it's Alabama, Clemson, and who else are powerhouses?
Ohio State.
Georgia.
Yeah,
Georgia's
that's
big.
Right.
But when LSU's not even up there like it used to be.
Well, they had a coaching problem, too. And this is why coaches get the big money. They set such a culture in a college program and make a huge difference. And Nebraska, I mean, I just don't get it. I do remember the Tommy Osborne days, you know, and then before that, Bud Wilkinson, they're running the wishbone. They're doing all this kind of innovative stuff. Now they're just a bunch of guys who get beaten. It's too bad.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, other than that, I think the important thing to know is that Radio Law Talk, we're not giving legal advice. We're talking about general topics of law. And, you know, seek counsel. We're just having fun here. 855 Law Radio. It's myself, Todd Kunin. Todd Kunin, a former prosecutor for the district attorney's office in Tennessee and in California, now helps people who have been... what's the word I'm trying to think of?
Oppressed by the man.
Yes,
or otherwise run afoul of the law.
Well, no, they haven't necessarily. They've been
accused of running afoul of the law.
I was thinking of the word accused.
And they're all innocent.
Just ask them.
Until proven guilty.
That's exactly no. And that's what we do truly believe here, Radio Law Talk. We are not political here. We argue both sides, but we truly do, all of us stand on the notion you're innocent until proven guilty. And we are, quite frankly, tired of the system of social media. We love social media, by the way, that makes people guilty before they're proven guilty. And so That's going afoul of what the Constitution is and why this country's so great. So, whoo, that was a soapbox I haven't done in a long time.
It's a fact, and it's a good one. It's such a point. And you see it emerge all the time, and now there's pressure on people to meet the opinion of the masses instead of just letting the case play out in court like it's supposed to.
Right. Like the Johnny Depp case.
Yes, exactly.
Make millions. We're going to talk about a mom who told her kid to hit another kid. That's an interesting one. And she's being prosecuted, and what's the latest on that? We're talking about Shakira, and Todd wanted to talk about, well, there's two things about Shakira. She settles a case, now she's got another one against her.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about, man, she can't win for losing, but illegal autopsies. We're going to talk about illegal autopsies.
This was fascinating when you start to peel the onion on this case. The headline that came out, it makes it look like, okay, whatever, but then you dig deeper. Wow.
Yeah, then you dig. We love Cal. We have so much fun here. Cal just.
I just gave you a false time cue. I said 30 seconds. No, it's 5 minutes.
He
no way.
A 30 second thing. Like, we got 30 seconds left. We're 5 minutes. So we're going to talk about that stuff. But Cal, let's roll just the. We're not going to answer, but we want to just roll the facts of case or no case so our listeners can enjoy it during the break.
All right. Well, that's pretty.
Here's the setup to play case or no case.
Yay! His name is Cliff Orduna.
Hold on. What?
Cliff Orduna, O-R-D-U-N-A, a very successful guy.
Wait a minute.
Cliff Orduna, successful, makes big money.
Not a case.
In the Silicon Valley. In the Silicon Valley, he's an executive, and he has a serious hobby. He has a huge wall of fish, one of those houses where the pool is vertical, you know, and it's just a big wall of an aquarium. And he also loves largemouth bass. Mr. Orduna was at Lake Berryessa in the Sierras where the elite go to play, and he reeled in a largemouth. He kept it alive, put it in a plastic bag with some water, took it home, put it in his aquarium. One of his friends at Google was a security officer who didn't respect Mr. Orduna that much. Francis White called the Fish and Wildlife people and said, you know, Mr. Orduna has a largemouth bass as a pet. And they said, well, does he take it out for walks? They said, no, come on. Okay. So the wildlife people sent that information to the DA to see if he might file charges. Instead of a formal charge, the DA, recognizing Mr. Orduna's status and power and wealth, sent a letter, special delivery, by game wardens to ask about the fish and asking to see if it was really there. Orduna was so stunned when he answered the door to see the uniformed guys, he didn't even think to call his lawyer, invited the wardens in. They saw the fish and immediately seized it, put it in a cooler, and wrote Orduna a ticket. He said, you can't do that. This is a wild fish. And the warden says, yes, I can. Watch me. Then Orduna called his attorney and asked if search and seizure or taking his private fish away, or can I sue them for something? I don't know what. I just want my fish back. Do I have a case, he said, or no case? Todd, does he?
Does he have a case or not? I can tell you, you know, just as you were laying out these facts and as a criminal defense attorney, you were saying they came to the door, and I'm thinking, please don't let them in. 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 Please, because they can't get in if they don't have a warrant. And I don't think that they could argue exigent circumstances. You know, if we don't get in there,
we saw a crime taking place.
That can happen, and I don't even know if that's a felony or not. Boy, you know, it's amazing. Rights, use them or know them or lose them. Right? I'm always amazed when I watch these shows like Cops. Somebody gets pulled over, and they say pulled over for speeding. And it's all the cop has. Speeding.
Can I look inside your
pulls
car?
Pulls them over.
Sure.
You know, and you know, can I look in your trunk?
Sure.
Okay. And you know, there's like a half pound of meth and a bale of marijuana, dude.
And a body.
You know, they weren't getting into the and they weren't getting in there without your consent. And they can't use the fact that you exercise your rights as their probable cause to get a warrant. So that would defeat it. But, you know, hey, people consent all the time. I'm relying on what Fred said, which is we're just setting this up and we're not going to have any answers at this thing. I really want to think about this one because it does present some interesting issues. And if this, I will say this, if this is a case,
don't say.
If it is, boy, you know, I think that there are some major retailers out there that have very similar features that could be in a lot of hot water.
No, it doesn't count the stinging bass on the wall that's just hitting you through the roof.
All right, we'll be back. We're going to talk about the bass. See ya.
It's all about that bass. Stay tuned as Radio Law Talk continues right here on your local radio station and for many of you on RadioLawTalk.com where you're listening live. Thanks. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
1376.
Boys are weird. This is no fun.
This
is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
Here's the days of troublesome scaling, cutting, and gutting are over. Because Super Bass-O-Matic 76 is the tool that lets you use the whole bass with no fish waste without scaling, cutting, or gutting. Here's how it works. Catch a bass, remove the hook, and drop the bass. That's the whole bass into the Super Bass-O-Matic 76. Now adjust the control dial so that that bass is blended just the way you like it.
Uh-huh. Good bass.
That was a great one, Cal.
What a great bit that was. Yep.
The bass.
I love it when he drinks it out of the blender with a little bass mustache, and he goes, great bass.
maybe the fishing game will have a little issues with Dan Aykroyd taking the bass.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I think, but he didn't take it home alive. And you know,
the difference is.
Well, there may be some legal things about taking fish away alive. I don't know. I'm just saying he didn't. Todd, what do you think? Do we have a case or no case here?
So here's the thing. I mentioned the retailer. There's a Bass Pro Shop near where I live. And I went over there, took the kids over there too, because they have a feature that is awesome. They have a huge aquarium that is, you know, you walk in and you can look right in. It's huge. It's like going to, I mean, it's not some small little dinky thing. And they have bass and trout and all sorts of fish in there. And my thought is, well, if it was illegal for this dude, they got trouble. And I just, the wildlife, my understanding of it, the keeping wildlife as pets prohibition is because some wildlife can't be tamed and they present a risk to others. That's why you can't have a wolf as a pet in your neighborhood because, you know, wolves like to get out and eat things and stuff, right?
But you can't have a wolf man, Jack. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. It was a radio fan. It's a radio humor. Never mind. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. That was
So my point on all of this is I don't think that what he did violated the law. Just because it didn't violate the law doesn't mean you can't have people come out and try to arrest. So I'm going to say this is a true scenario. Now, here's where it gets technical.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's a true scenario that the police did come out, that they did try to seize what they saw there, but it never made its way to a filed case against him, didn't get past the investigative part on the part of the wildlife folks, because once attorneys got involved and said, hey, what are you doing? It was ultimately dropped. So this happened, but there was never a charge or a case filed against him.
But dropped on a technicality or something.
Well, it wouldn't be dropped on a technicality because it was never filed. The investigation never led to a complaint.
Okay, fair
enough. And because of that, he got his stuff. He got his fish back.
Fred Penny, what do you think about this?
I think I know the answer.
Okay, good.
First
I like
of all,
it. Yeah.
How the heck does that different than a little frog in the aquarium that you have, or a little fish that you have in your fish aquarium that's a...
Like you get at the state fair, the little goldfish in a bag?
Yeah, or let's say a little snake, or I know you can't, California king snake, you cannot capture them and put them in, you can't hold them.
In a terrarium or whatever.
Yeah, no, you can't unless without permit. Now, the difference is, Todd, I'm sure they have permits. The Bass Pro Shop. And so I think
if it's an illegality.
Yeah, if it's an illegal, well, I think it's legal, but you'd have to have a permit maybe. But this is a scenario. This is not a case. First of all, it's better than being in Dan Aykroyd's bass drink.
Bass-o-matic.
So for them to catch a bass and put it in his aquarium is no big deal. It's not illegal. It's not, but it's, this is not a case, but it's probably a scenario. And someone that got mad at him called the fishing game. The fishing game came over and said, oh, do you have a bass-o-matic too? And if they didn't, then they said, okay.
Can we have a taste of the bass? Can we do?
Yeah, so that, look, it's like having a rainbow trout or a German brown trout. There's so many of them. I just don't
They're
think
so they're docile and good with the kids.
Yes. I mean, you really saying if I go get a rainbow trout and I catch it in the river, and instead of killing it and eating it and tasting it, I put it in a little bucket and bring it to my backyard and keep it in my little pond in my backyard, that's illegal? I don't think so, but I don't know. But I'm going to say no case, a scenario, though, because someone got mad at someone and they came out and said, that's not a big deal.
Here's what we know. Uh-oh. California Fish and Wildlife says it is against the law to take a largemouth bass from the wild in California while it's alive unless you have a permit or are in a sanctioned or approved fishing tournament, which would thereby have the proper permits. So Mr. Orduna got a citation. The state got the fish back. He paid the fine. Case.
Wow.
State wins. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is...
Talking about California.
Yeah.
California's got way too much time on their hands. Okay, they can kill the bass and chop it up.
That's okay.
But they can't put it in an aquarium.
Yeah.
Actually, didn't I was right in one day. I did say it was a permit. You probably needed a proper permit for
yep,
it.
You were right. You nailed it, and that's the thing.
Well, but here's the question. So they said that you can't catch it and take it in.
They can't take it away live unless you're in a sanctioned bass permit, a bass event with a permit.
Well, what about someone who catches it and puts it in their pond?
Well, or what about somebody who doesn't catch it but raises it from an egg, buys it from somewhere, doesn't go out in the wild to catch it? How do they tell the difference?
Well, I don't know.
Do they interview the bass?
Yes. And the bass says, just don't put me in the blender.
It's called a BI, bass interview.
Yeah.
Some things are just stupid that need to be mentioned that they're stupid, that the rules and regulations are. You just need to be serious.
Because you can't necessarily convict somebody of a crime based on their admissions to it. There's this thing called the corpus delicti rule. For example, if I went in and said, you know, I just shot and killed the president, and the president's still alive, I can't be convicted of that crime because there's no facts to support it, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, the jury would like to tell you, Mr. Jones over there, he kept a bass alive. We'd like to convict him. 4 years in prison. He does not have a bassomatic.
Well, and that raised my next question, which may come up in a future case or no case. What if you wanted to raise quail for their quail eggs? Can you do that?
Well,
and you know what? The answer is there's one kind of quail you can. Otherwise, the answer is no.
Wow. We'll be back after this and talk about some real cases going on.
Hey, next hour, the saga of the Doctor Who owed after he died. That's next on Radio Law Talks. That's next case or no case. We'll be back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4545. 802-341-4537. 802-341-4537. That's 802-341-4537.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427.
You USA Radio News.
Police in Chesapeake, Virginia released the note written by Andre Bing sometime before he fatally shot six people at the Walmart where he worked before turning the gun on himself. The gun used during the Tuesday night incident was purchased legally. Adobe says $9.12 billion was spent online during Black Friday, setting a new record. Sales were up overall on the first day of the holiday shopping season. Early voting has begun in Georgia, with all eyes on the Senate race between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Award-winning actress and singer Irene Cara has died at her Florida home. The voice behind Fame and Flashdance, What a Feeling, was 63 years old. The World Cup is bringing record viewership to Spanish-language broadcasts on Telemundo and the streaming service Peacock. Mexico's win Tuesday was the most streamed World Cup game in U.S. history. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140.
Is this real life?
Stop whining.
This is Radio Law Talk, and Windows 10 has said I'm not going to play anymore, so that's okay. Back to the show. Here are Fred Penny and Todd Kunin.
You know what I just don't like is when I go to a kid's sports game and you have out of control parents. We're politically neutral here, but you know what? I just don't like it when parents yell at the refs, especially when it's like, he fouled my 8-year-old. You know, just like,
and my life depends on it.
Yeah, it's like, so I saw at a baseball diamond one day. I was walking up to watch a game, which I don't do even now because it's very difficult for me because I can't stand that. That's just one of my pet peeves. And I notice to stay away because I'll say something to the parent like, shut your mouth. Your kid's not going to college and not going to be LeBron James, all right?
Isn't that obvious by now?
Yeah, and so there's actually a sign as you walk into those diamonds. I wish I would take a picture of it. But it says something to the effect, it's got a list. It's really bold. Number one, your kid will not get a college scholarship off his or her Little League play. Number two, your kid's odds of making it pro are slim and none. Like number three, it goes through and says, don't yell at the refs then. It doesn't matter. Enjoy and have fun, you know? And so that's kind of what it comes down to. But some of these people are just crazy.
Well, I've officiated basketball and baseball both, and I'll tell you, it is a tough job, and more referees and umpires are leaving that are coming in. It's hard to keep them because of that very fact. And I attribute it directly to social media. People know to keep their mouth shut. Something happens they don't like, they've got to immediately stand up and make a deal out of it and embarrass somebody. Well, that should just stop, and it's not.
Well, this happened in California, Orange County. Apparently, there was a gal who, by the way, was 15, and we're not going to mention her name, but it has happened. Her mother, who is sitting in the stands, I watched this over and over again. She takes a three-point shot. Another smaller gal was there, didn't even really foul her, just kind of stood by her. And as she went up and took the shot, she missed the shot. And this girl is very big and tall. I'm going to say she is way, you know, bigger and taller than most of the girls in her age group. And we'll tell you why in a second. And as she shoots, she misses. And somehow she kind of, the other person was there, the young lady was there near her, didn't foul her. And then all of a sudden they kind of bumped and they both fell down. And they start running down the court. And the mom yells out of this big lady, the mom yells out and says something to the effect of, "You got to hit her." And she, just as the girls walk by, couldn't even see her, kind of trotting by, just cold cocks her. Just, I mean, nothing like let's fight. It was like without her even seeing it, and knocked her to the ground. The girl gets a concussion. And by the way, this is not the first time this 15-year-old right. girl has done this. And the mother is being prosecuted for a misdemeanor, right, Todd?
That's right. Contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
And battery. The mom is battery. I guess, how do they do that? They connect the battery to the mom?
Yeah. I mean, look, if, for example, if I have a, not to like to equate children to dogs, but if I have a dog and the dog does what I say and I sick the dog on you, I'm not physically touching you, but the dog is. So you're being harmed as a result of my command and action. And what they're saying is, in this case, the child was going to do what the parent said. So it's essentially the crime is transferred to the parent. Now, that doesn't mean that they would get a conviction if they went through trial. And based upon how this case resolved, I don't know if that necessarily would have panned out for the prosecution, but that's their theory.
Well, here's the thing that you can explain. They're trying to, they're prosecuting the mother, which, by the way, I applaud. And what happens is she is trying to get the misdemeanor knocked down to what's called diversion. In other words, make it so it goes away after so much time, right?
Yes.
And so the court has ordered that she write an apology letter to the parents, the victim, both teams, and take anger management classes and pay $9,000 in restitution. And to me, she's getting off scot-free for that, in my opinion. But that's this is my pet peeve. These parents that are out of control during games, that, you know, maybe her daughter will go to the WNBA or get a college scholarship, but still, you don't teach your children this. Now, here's the interesting part. The father, and I looked, and I don't know the facts here, so I'm not saying. The mom is Latria Shanti Hunt. The father is Corey Benjamin, former first-round draft pick for the Chicago Bulls, 1998 to 2003. He apparently wrote an apology letter and was, so that's not what I've taught my daughter, and was, at least seemed very gracious about, doggone it, this is not right. I wonder if there's a situation where the mom and dad are not, I mean, they might not be married or might not be together, and mom takes the daughter and does what she wants to do, and dad does. I don't know the situation, but clearly it seems to me that he was not too happy that that's the way things transpired.
Yeah, that was I thought that was good of him to go out there and say, look, in terms of the defense that his daughter ultimately gets, because let's remember that you've got, not only do you have the mom who is facing these charges of contributing to the delinquency of a minor, what we don't know and what would not be reported because of the sealed nature of juvenile court records is whether or not there was an action going against the daughter who was a minor. And obviously the dad would want to write a letter to the court saying, look, this is a 15-year-old girl. size notwithstanding, she's a big girl, but she's 15 years old and heavily influenced by adults, and she's living with her mom. And her mom is facing criminal charges as a result of this. Can you please not throw the book at my juvenile daughter through the juvenile court system? I could see that being the impetus behind his letter.
He may have said, can you make the mom pay? She's the one that's making it. I mean, could he focus? Ask the court to focus on the mother?
Well, not really, in the sense that it's most likely, and it would be very rare, to have the same judge assigned to and adjudicating issues relating to the juvenile case against the daughter being the same judge that would be the criminal case in the misdemeanor case. You referenced diversion, and that is something here in the state of California. I'm sure other states might have it. Under the penal code, there is a diversion which allows somebody to take responsibility, but if they have a clean criminal history and promise not to do bad in the future, to have this one thing really work against them, it's a benefit for several people. What I don't know from this article is whether or not the court authorized on its own motion put forth the terms of diversion, or if this was a deal with the district attorney to look, it's very common with some district attorney's offices to offer what's called DEJ, deferred entry of judgment. It's a diversion. You do this, take a class, maybe we'll have you enter a guilty plea, but you get to come back in 90 days after you've done everything you're supposed to do, withdraw your guilty plea, case goes away, it's dismissed.
Right.
If you don't do it, then you stand convicted already because you've already pled to it. I don't know if the deal here was one that was worked out with the district attorney or if it was the court that made this.
Well, here's what's interesting. If you look at the videos, look, I'm not even saying that the parent could get upset if, like, the other person knocked her daughter over and hit her. They all hit her back. This was like nothing really even happened.
My understanding is that...
In my opinion, I watched it.
Yeah, my understanding is that the assailant... The daughter, Hunt's daughter, had like attempted a 3-point shot that airballed, and that maybe it was something was said, airball, whatever, and that this was a physical thing in retaliation. You wouldn't see anything happening, but that there was something in retaliation to some reaction to the airball. Doesn't justify it.
Well, now here, let me tell you, they enhanced the sound. They could hear the mom saying, hit her. You know?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. So I'm sure they probably could have heard her saying something. I watched it, and then really she was just kind of standing by her, and they both fell down. They, like, when she went up to jump and missed, and then you go look at the video yourselves. But the point is as a parent, you just can't be doing this. And that's why I always get upset at, you know, parents, calm down, man, really? And if you want to get in trouble, there's always fights at these games. I remember my son, when he used to play basketball in high school, I did a lot of things I didn't like either. You know where I would sit? Everybody goes, what's wrong? I go sit up in the top corner of the bleachers by myself and say nothing.
Yeah.
And I can grumble to myself. Right? That's what you do. Well, Cal, I'm off my soapbox. When we come back, we're going to talk about a couple other interesting things. No more wire bras, but we're going to talk about illegal autopsies and Shakira.
Okay, and a case or no case that settles around a doctor who got a little friendly and then died.
Yep, that's so the next hour.
It's coming up next hour, right?
Yeah.
Right, so we're teasing an hour and a segment ahead. Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming right up, right here. Stay where you are.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week when my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Now, Shakira is a singer out of Puerto Rico. Is where she's from?
Columbia,
not Puerto Rico. That's right. And she apparently had a little bit of a husband issue, and they got a divorce. Is that right?
I don't know. Were they married?
I don't know. Well, you tell it. I don't know.
I don't know if they were married. They referred to them as being a couple, and they had assets and together, and they also had children together. And so certainly if there was a breakup, she had learned that her husband, who's a soccer player.
Soccer star
in Spain. And, boy, Shakira found out that Mr. Gerard Piqué...
From Spain, right?
Yes, where the rain falls mainly on the plains.
They are not married, by the way.
They are not married. So, they were breaking up because Shakira found out that Gerard... Well, he had stepped out. He was seen with a blonde woman. A woman that he is now in a relationship with, by all accounts, and whom her children may have met. So so there's that. So she's been going through this protracted agreement over child custody and settlement amounts and how much is going to be paid and what have you. And they just reached a settlement on that, which is very fortuitous for her. And we don't know the terms necessarily of the settlement. We just know that it was settled. And it's very, I think it's very important for Shakir. It was very important for her to settle this with Gerard Piqué because she is also facing criminal charges in Spain for income tax evasion. And the Spanish authorities not only want, I think the sum is somewhere in the neighborhood of 24 million.
Or 14
in,
or something.
In, well, 20, 14 actual, but like up to 24 if you tack on the penalties and everything.
Wow.
And they are also saying that they want 8 years prison for her for income tax evasion. Now look, celebrities are not immune from this. We covered a case with Boris Becker in England where, he faced charges. This was bankruptcy related, but he was sentenced to prison as a result of his failure to comply with bankruptcy laws in England. But this is a tax case here. Who's the guy? He was in Major League. Wesley Snipes did prison time for income tax evasion in the United States, and Shakira still has to face these charges because essentially what the Spanish government is alleging is that for the years 2012 to 2014, they are alleging that she was a resident of Spain and owed income tax there. She's saying she lived in the Bahamas, but that she visited Spain because that is where her boyfriend, father of her children, lived. But she's also saying, I've already paid. Not only have I paid everything, I've paid everything that the government says that I owed even under this complaint. And she says, I mean, I had an accounting firm, PricewaterhouseCoopers, represented me.
Wow, because, you know, they're going to be legit.
Yeah, she's like,
but they could be on the hook for this, too, if they messed up, yes?
Yeah, but they won't serve jail time for her.
Good point.
And so, and the thing is, she's saying, as far as the amounts are concerned that the Spanish government says that I owed, I have paid that now. But they're still going after her. The only thing they would have left to get is jail time for her. And I think that it's very important for her to have resolved that case with the father of her children, who can now maybe be a friendly witness for her, as opposed to having to fight the government and fighting her, the father of her children, Piqué. The timing of the one settlement right up against the continuation of criminal proceedings of the other, to me, seems very fortuitous for her from a witness standpoint.
You know, what's interesting, though, is it's not like she's doing the taxes on herself, online. She's got a legitimate, top-notch accounting firm that's dealing with this.
Yeah.
I'm not jumping on her side because I don't know, but how is she doing that? You know Shakira doesn't understand the tax laws. You know she doesn't understand what you can and can't do.
How could she? Exactly. How could anyone?
Especially international. You rely on your accountants to do things. And if there's a mistake, it's got to be taken care of. But to say she's criminally charged, I don't agree with that. If the case is that she really just let her accountants deal with it and they're professionals, and then, you know, finds out, crud, they messed
something
up.
Something doesn't smell right.
Yeah, or didn't rest up. Yeah. She just signs off. Shakira doesn't know what she owes in tax. I just don't think that.
What about depreciation on my microphone, she must have said. Yeah. I mean, how would she know?
She's right? Not going to know that. Right.
Shakira, though, she speaks many languages, and now that doesn't mean she understands the tax code, but it is reported in several different places that I have searched online that she has an extremely high IQ. She's a 140.
But so, Todd doesn't mean she knows what her accountant
is. That is true. Yeah. That is true. And I suppose an accountant would say, well, I can only do the books and everything with the information that you provide. And when it comes to residency, if she was clearly residing in Spain, then there may be an issue. You know, the accountant's like, where'd you live? You know, I don't think the accountants would hire private investigators to go out and follow somebody to make sure that the information their client gives them is true and correct.
Do you want me to put you on her social media account? Okay. I mean, you could.
You could. Now, listen.
The thing is, she's available for you,
Tom. If she needs an emotional support attorney,
yes.
As I have with several other celebrities, I will offer my services pro bono. Just pay for my travel.
Really?
Yes.
First class or coach?
Look, whatever gets me there. So
your first consultation is free.
Yes. Pray on bus.
I will offer my service.
Well, his new girlfriend's name is Clara Chia, and he definitely.
So now he has a Chia pet.
Oh. You know, I just want it to be known.
Oh, you were going
to
say.
Thought of that joke.
But Cal said it.
And I know I thought of it and just thought, you know what? No. I just can't.
That's too dumb.
I can't.
Yeah, that's too dumb for even Cal, but it wasn't.
Okay, well, there we go with Shakira. But Todd's available. And you know what? I'm not 100% jumping on her side because I don't know all the facts, but... Doggone it, if she's got Price Waterhouse or top accountants or a tax CPA, then, hey, you know what?
Dear Shakira.
Yeah.
I'd like to introduce you to a friend of mine.
Todd.
He likes cats.
Listen. I will say that the purpose of my life, my primary role in dating is to help people who have just gotten out of a relationship to perhaps realize why they need to go back to that relationship because it's just not any better out there.
So you're like a dating counselor.
I am. So.
That's what they counsel. You know, you're having marital problems. We're going to break this marriage up temporarily. Ma'am, you're going to date Todd Kuhnin, and then that way you'll understand what a wonderful marriage you've got already. Okay, that's what we do. Todd, okay.
Work your magic.
$1,000. Todd gets paid $1,000 a month.
They give me McDonald's coupons. So,
we could talk also now about illegal autopsies. Speaking of McDonald's coupons, we don't have a lot of time to finish this.
Illegal autopsy.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it next hour, and we're going to talk about the coupons. This is what we've got on the list. Here's next hour. Illegal autopsies, the latest on, let's see, the charter. What? Wait a minute. Bill Cosby. We're going to talk about Bill Cosby. I want to talk about the plaintiffs also in the helicopter case.
Oh, yeah,
Vanessa Bryant.
Yes.
You know, all you hear about Vanessa Bryant case, you never hear about the other plaintiffs.
Yeah.
Well, there's some stuff going on with that one we want to talk about. And what is this charter? Oh, charter, the order. That charter is a business that gets hit with a huge astronomical amount of money they have to pay out. We're going to talk about who charter is and what about that. And then, I don't know about Fat Leonard, but Todd knows all about
Fat
Leonard.
The Fat Leonard one's a pickup.
I know.
It's a great story.
It's an update, and we're going to talk about that. And we got California oil spill. So, you know, just hang on, and then Cal's going to have another.
Yes, I do. Case or no case. One You Like is about a physician who, well, just went too far in every possible way, I guess, including life. He's dead.
And, what?
Yeah.
He didn't, as our old physician cases we've gone over 100 times, have about 150 babies.
Different guy. Yeah, different guy.
Okay, this is not that one.
I'm sure he would have enjoyed it. But
All right, we'll be back after this. Hour number 3 is on board. We're going to talk about a lot of things, and we're going to rapid fire them, so be ready.
And, of course, there will be quick takes at the end of the show as well. So a lot to look forward to in the third hour of Radio Law Talk right here on this station, in most cases, and if not, live at RadioLawTalk.com, where you can stream the show free. No charge, that's right. Stay tuned. This is Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. This week.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.